Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A junior cooking team from Harlan, Kentucky returned home from the Kentucky State Fair with top honors. Kentucky Department of Agriculture's Farm to School Program Coordinator Tina Garland says this year's competition was tough.
We were able to have our chefs that KDA employs through the Chefs in Schools program work with each team individually during the summer for a workshop. So they really got hands-on attention, and the dishes this year were just amazing. And the skills and taste and flavor, I think this was their best yet.
Garland says a team from Harlan County outcooked 13 other teams to take home top honors.
Our winners were Harlan from Harlan County, the Black Bears, and they were just a phenomenal team. They worked well together and knew what they were doing. They had tried their recipe on students and faculty, and they just really, we were tickled that they won the competition. They did well. Of course, all the students did well.
The winning team of Kieran Chadwick and Selena Moreno was coached by Leilani Kelly. Garland adds the top teams received some nice rewards.
Each team member will receive $16,000 in scholarship. Then our second place team, each member will receive $10,000 in scholarship. And then our two third place teams receive $6,000 in scholarship. And then the winning team that goes on to compete in the Southeastern Region competition for junior chefs, the first and second place winning team receive full scholarship to Sullivan University. Not only culinary, it's any degree that Sullivan offers.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Garland adds the competition actually begins in the spring.
They are required to send in a recipe for our review by March 15th of each year. And then those recipes are reviewed. Then we start putting together competitions for districts, regions.
She says one of the main goals of the Junior Chef Competition is to add new choices to the menu at school cafeterias.
That's our goal, is for the recipe to end up on the menu.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.